Get ready to enter the Thrive Time Show on Talk Radio 1170. Broadcasting live from the center of the universe, it's Business School Without the BS, featuring optometrist-turned-entrepreneur Dr. Robert Zellner with USSBA Entrepreneur of the Year, Clay Clark.
All right, Thrive Nation, welcome back to The Conversation. It's the Thrive Time Show on the radio or your podcast download. Now, Z, this is a new segment we're going to try to do on a weekly basis. People have a lot of questions. And we want to have like little short, you know, each segment really tackle one specific question. And so, Z, I'm going to give you another question. This is a double blind question. I've not seen it. You've not seen it. And the Thrive Nation is excited to have their questions answered by Dr. Robert Zellner, the entrepreneur trapped inside of an optometrist's body. Marshall Morris, a midget stuck inside a 6'8" business coach body. And Wes Carter, the number one attorney in Tulsa, Oklahoma, in my humble opinion, the number one attorney in the country, in my opinion, the number one attorney in the history of the planet. Because
we
know back before the dinosaurs there were good attorneys, but he is better.
Wow.
The best attorney in the universe, and that's a fact.
That's so,
so here
cool.
We go. I will ask you the questions. So question number one here is, what time do you eat as a busy entrepreneur? I was asked that today by a client. They said, hey, seriously, I always see you going from meeting to meeting to meeting. Z, you used to be back in the day, you're seeing patients like every, you'd see patients, patient after patient. Back in the day, let's go back to your optometry days.
Okay.
You were building Dr. Robert Zellner and Associates.
Mm-hmm.
When you used to personally see each and every patient. What time would you eat or did you eat?
Well, I would have my staff go get me food and then it'd be there. And then I would just, you know, scarf it down in between patients.
So if a patient didn't show up or running late, you just scarf it.
Well, I mean, really, how long does it take to eat a sandwich?
But you're doing is you're oversimplifying. Let me tee it up for this entrepreneur.
Okay.
The conversation was they're running out of time to get things done today.
Okay.
And I said, home skillet, you're self-employed and you have less than 3 people and less than $1 million of revenue. If any of those scenarios are true, less than 3 employees, less than $1 million of revenue, protein shake, have someone bring you lunch. You cannot be going to lunch. You cannot be taking an hour lunch. You can't do it until you get to the $1 million threshold. I don't see successful people taking an hour and a half long lunch unless it's part of like you're meeting a new client or whatever. You know what I mean? Unless it's your sales process. You just can't be. And he was literally taking an hour and a half a day, he said, to go to lunch.
Yeah, well, you got to eat. But here's the thing. Nowadays, on a day we know it's going to be busy, say like a busy Saturday,
yeah,
I will make sure that we bring food in.
Oh.
And usually we'll call a rep and try to get them to buy it, right?
That's you're a benevolent dictator, but also a shrewd dictator.
Yeah, you come in with 10 pizzas piled up in the break room and nobody has to leave. Everybody has to run up there and eat and get back to work, you know? And so, and I tell my doctors, listen, you don't always get X amount of time for lunch. I mean, on busy days, you may have to send them out to get you a sandwich and bring it back, you know? But on the slow times of the year, you'll get your hour. Not overlap them.
You can't always get what you want. You can't.
I tell them, say, hey, when the sun is shining, it's time to make hay.
When the sun is shining, it's time to make hay. Let's put that on a shirt.
Okay, why not?
Well, I tell you what, before we do that, let's go back to Wes Carter. Wes Carter, what time do you, as an elite level attorney, you are not claiming to be an expert of all things dietary, nor is Dr. Z, but just the real question is, when do you find time to eat as a busy attorney?
I've developed this weird ability to just go like 8 or 10 hours without eating.
Really?
So sometimes I'll get a snack in the morning, have a latte, some milk, and some espresso that holds me over. And then if I can, I'll eat while I'm working because it's easy at a desk, working on legal documents, reading, I can eat and work. But a lot of times I'm on the phone during that time, so I just have to roll through and eat dinner. And so sometimes it's between 8 and 6 or 7.
Ooh,
I just don't eat.
Zola
and
wants to pile on here.
Well, and as I got busier, one of my moves were, there was a lot of reps and there's a lot of people that needed to meet with me and I needed to meet with them. You know, I'm buying product, I'm buying advertising. And so lunch meetings, I would often say, you can have my lunch time. So you got two things. One, you got your lunch bought for you, which is always nice.
Yep.
And number two, then you got lunch and knocked out a meeting. So you got to do, it's a twofer.
It was like double meat.
Yeah.
Zohan, do you realize what this means?
What?
This means that Marshall Morris is up next, and he gets a chance to one-up all of us.
Oof.
What time do you, Marshall Morris, eat as a busy entrepreneur?
This is one of the areas that I need to improve drastically and very quickly.
Mm.
Because I do not have a super move. I guess my super move is I just don't eat. Kind of like Wes. I don't eat.
Can I tee up something I'm frustrated with?
You guys aren't sleeping, you're not eating. This is unsustainable.
I do a power bar. Does a power bar count?
Okay, it's eating.
Can I share with you something that's very frustrating to me?
What is frustrating?
Outside of the Hungry Ninja, every food delivery service that I've tried does not deliver daily. Why can't they not figure that? Why can they not figure that out? I'm saying I will pay a premium for you to bring me food every day at the same time. Why do I have to chase you around and convince you to take payment from me? Just ship it. I don't even care. They'll call me going, do you want food today? Yes. What if you're out of town? Every day. Whack the credit card, buddy. Get me food. I'm serious. I can't stand the inconsistency of it. And outside of the Hungry Ninja, I am convinced, and there's someone listening who could prove me wrong, there are so many entrepreneurs out there that are busy and just want consistent food.
I will pay a premium.
Yeah.
If it's healthy.
Yes.
It comes daily.
Healthy daily.
And I don't have to talk to anybody.
Yes.
Just my card is on file. Just hit it
just
every
whack
single time.
The card. That's why I love Hungry Ninja so much. They're great clients, great people. But seriously, I just can't understand why that's so hard for if you're
what do they normally bring you, by the way?
You can choose whatever you want. I just set up like in the morning, eggs. And they bring by eggs. And then I for lunch, I think I did like a vegetable tray. And
like
then for
healthy,
dinner, I ate at home.
Healthy, yes, a healthy sandwich.
But you can choose whatever you want, healthy sandwich.
Yeah, a lot of people worry about lunch, but when I was really grinding in my earlier years, it was dinner. It was, I'm really? So late, I have no time to cook, I'm getting bueno on the way home or some fast food, and that's just horrible for your health. So I think it's dinner you have to think about, not just lunch.
Are you ripping bueno?
I love bueno, I'm just
I
saying.
I love bueno.
no, seriously, I mean,
look
are you,
like the bell.
Wes, are you starting to say that you shouldn't eat Taco Bell or bueno every day?
I think that's probably a good start.
I feel like that's offensive.
Well,
there's people out there who eat only at Taco Bueno, and they want to be told that that's okay.
Well, you know, it's you can do what you feel like you need to do.
But in all sincerity, you've got to think about your sustainable health. And Dr. Z brought that up. You got to think about it. That's not for my alarm. I'm just telling you, I am the kind of person who wants to wake up as soon as possible, sprinting to work because I love it. I'm also the person who's like, food schmooze, let's move on. But you've got to block it into your schedule to eat healthy, to get up at the right time. Are we perfect at it? No. But I'm just telling you, if you don't schedule things like this, as a busy entrepreneur, sometimes you just miss it, and that's not good.
Right. And as a busy entrepreneur, you might try to pack some of those meetings into, and sometimes I'll double book. I have reps from two different industries meet for lunch and have both the meetings. And I say, well, I double booked you guys, so, you know. You guys can arm wrestle over the check when we're all done, number one. And number two, you're going to each get 30 minutes or whatever it was, 20 minutes or whatever, you know. And, okay, Billy, go, you know. And when you knock out two meetings and while you're eating your chicken Marseille.
We're going to knock out two birds with one stone with this right here, Thrivers. If you want to attend the best business workshop in the history of the planet with a money-back guarantee and you also want to do it without paying anything, just go to Thrive Time Show on iTunes. Subscribe to the podcast and leave us one objective review. Just give us one objective review. Email us proof you did it to info@thrivetimeshow.com and we're going to send you two free conference tickets. And during the next segment, we're going to answer the next question is, how do I move my company from one state to another legally? Wes, there's an existing company. They're based in New York. They want to move their company from New York to Connecticut. Now, this is the Thrive Time Show on your radio. Catch the broadcast or the podcast download.